Just sinking into your breath. And perhaps there is even a little bit of a smile as you take this time, as you sink into this time, this container that was created long ago, that was reactivated by your intention. This group energy configuration that holds you now, sinking into that. The breath sinks into the body, and that shifted state of being then allows you to sink into the container. All of this is happening. Yes, there you go. You felt that. All of this is happening right now. Right now. With each timeless breath, waves flowing in, waves flowing out. Sinking into a state of being that feels like home. Rising into a configuration of alignment that is you fully committed to your mission here on this planet. Breathing in. Breathing out. Waves rolling in, rising, liquid smooth. And waves rolling out, inexorable in their reconnection with the whole, with the greater field in and out. In because you call it to you, and out because you let it go. There has been, again, a bit of an edginess happening, and so we take another moment to let the nervous system recalibrate a little bit to this feeling state, this energetic environment. And though you are in the same environment as when you began to listen to this 5 minutes ago, to some extent has not changed, of course. The greater environment that exists parallel in a dimensional and vibrational bandwidth, parallel to where your body appears to be grounded and rooted, as it were, right now. And this breath, the memory of your intention, the reconnection with this greater soul field that we have connected or created now in our coming together over and over again with love, with presence, with alignment, with intention and commitment. Bless your heart. You're simply shifting into that. It is a field, it is a bandwidth, it is a container that you helped to create. And that is why it gets easier and easier and easier to connect there, to rise up and sink in both. on one level. Pardon me. On one level, it will appear that there's not a lot going on in your outer reality now. Although there is a feeling, though, and there are signs, there are absolutely signs, there is a feeling, though, of a bit of a string instrument, let's say, pulled very tightly, very tightly. You can feel that, that dense, intense thrum. Of tension. There are a lot of signs and messages that are very much going to be pinging at your nervous system, though perhaps not slamming you back into your limbic brain the way outer world realities, and I use that term in inverted commas, did 3 years ago. But your nervous system has been grating up against this tense frequency, this note being held too long, as it were, in your outer reality. And then there are all the layers of what is happening in your own reality, which recently might have been feeling downright just edgy, irritable. There is so much going on, and we've touched on this many, many times, and at times it has arisen to where it is just more prevalent, and so we will touch on it in these transmissions. It comes up. The many aspects of your being and the many dimensional and vibrational bandwidths that you occupy in this one singular moment, from the third, fourth dimensional aspects of what we call the human construct, all the way up to the other aspects of your soul consciousness that would be more focused on your current incarnation. There's a lot going on, and there are a lot of supportive energies for this process. And what is the process? It is the process, as we know of, as we speak about alchemy, transmuting denser energies. And this is way beyond that old understanding of karma, your own personal karma. We are doing this for the massive morphic field and the bandwidth that is the human collective and the third, fourth dimensional earth expression collective. Now, this is not, there's a subtle difference here. This is not, again, that old energy paradigm, that old energy spiritual paradigm of we are working for the collective and we are slogging away for the collective. It's a little bit different than that. This is maybe a little higher octave than that, wherein you, in your alignment with your ascension path, with your mission to hold the highest light frequencies possible, to anchor them in your body and on this beautiful planet, that mission is what naturally then will alchemize, transmute, clarify, and purify any dense energies that you come into contact with, as it were. The alignment and the pure and coherent configuration, light pattern that you hold in the field naturally will reconfigure the field around you. Do you see? So this is not, we're not burdened with this, I am working for the collective until the end of time. Oh, help me. It's not that energy anymore. That's a bit of an old spiritual paradigm. This is you in your highest alignment, period. That's all you've got to do. So in a way, that's a relief, right? And then, of course, in another way, that's all you've got to do. No problem. What's the problem? All you got to do is hold your highest alignment and anchor the highest light codes possible at all times. What are you whining about? All right, so recently, might have been feeling crunchy. It might have been feeling edgy. Irritable. Like you're wearing tight shoes, like all the time, and on every part of your body, and your head too. Am I capturing it for you? There are a lot of supportive energies, frequencies, and group energy dynamics on the planet, and energies coming from off planet. I don't mean galactics. That can be a murky pool, quite honestly, quite frankly. That is a very hijacked pool as well. Just a little side here. If you tend to connect with galactics, you might want to hold that a little bit loosely right now. It is a very hijacked bandwidth. I was referring to cosmic rays, cosmic frequencies, solar flares. The sun has been very active, sending wonderful, wonderful waves of photonic light and plasma and charged particles. Lots of activated light codes have been coming, and that will, so on the one hand, of course, as we know, this is very supportive of the clarification, purification, the alchemizing and transmuting of density. But it can be very uncomfortable. It can bring things like that up, held energy bundles within the body. The structure, the density of the body. And so, potentially two things are beneficial right now. Remember and trust that your alignment, the reality of you as the being of light, consciousness, energy, frequency. See, I even hesitate to language it as your connection to that, because you are that. You are that. That is the reality of your being. It is the human construct that thinks that you have to make a connection to that, maintain your connection to that. It's, do you understand? But let's just speak to the human construct, because that's the one that's going to be feeling like, oh, edgy and wanting to crawl out of the skin, as it were, wanting space. And let's speak to the human construct right now, sweetheart. Your connection to the highest light of your being, the purest, truest heart of your being, it is constant and eternal. You cannot break away from that or separate from that. You don't have to do anything to be that. So to the human construct, sweetheart, just be present with what arises. You don't even have to particularly do anything with the muck or the discomfort or the edginess that arises from within the pool of energy that is closely related to this beautiful physical vessel, your mental body, your emotional body primarily, your pain body, if you resonate with that idea as well. We've talked about this before. Just try to be the container within which all of that arises. And then hold. And even if you can't hold and you yell or, you know, to proverbially kick the dog, as it were, it's okay. You have not lost your connection with the reality, the higher reality, the higher truth of your being. So trust that. You don't have to do anything to be what you are. So there's the first reminder. So let's just take a breath and sink into that one. Let the body just register that, remember that. Let that memory go deep into the body, into the muscles. Let them sink down. Meaning if there was a neuromuscular, a holding pattern that had the muscles tightening up, tensing up, rising up, as it were, shoulders rising up, this is all going to sink down now. Sinking down. Remember what you are. Perhaps a little smile again on the face. Okay. Good. Good. So something just discharged now from this group collective. Good. The second reminder now is remember that you, that higher aspect of you, and you in your aligned state of being, relative to your human construct, you are the alchemical flame. Now, remember, when your pattern that you hold in the field is more coherent, then let's say your alchemical flame gets turned up. But even then, even if not, even when the human construct gets destabilized, the highest truth of your being, that light of your being, you are an alchemical flame. Therefore, whatever arises from within that container is being alchemized by the light of your being. Even if the human construct, the mental body, the emotional body gets a little bit destabilized, gets thrown off a little bit, it's all right. And here also is where we remember, once again, this group configuration. And then again, remember, our little group configuration is one nodal point in a greater light grid across this planet of beings of high light and frequency and clear intention and blazing light and pure light configuration. There are layer upon layer of let's say light structures that are supporting you in this alchemical process. And back we come to this. All that is required of you, the human construct, sweetheart, is that you just hold. Be the container within which that arises. Because whatever is arising from within you, it is being transmuted by the light of you. No effort required. All right. So again, where we sort of the half joke is like, you know, the path of ease and effortless. Okay. So until we actually have to work, the human aspect, the work of the human aspect through times like this, just endeavor to be as skillful as possible in these moments. If you must be interacting with other people, other beings, just endeavor to be as skillful as possible. And when we're not able to do that, it's okay. You can go back and revisit that and speak the words of greater clarity and consciousness after the fact. Hey, that felt a bit off to me. I'm really sorry for the way that I ... and that kind of thing. Within those moments when the density is arising and swirling around you, as it were, here's another little shift from an old energy spiritual paradigm, which was the, oh, I've got to turn, oh, cancel, I've got to turn this into something positive instead. That reads very inauthentically to the human construct, let's be honest, in that moment. Perhaps better is to strive for neutrality. Don't grab a hold of what is arising and examine its sticky, glommy, slimy suchness. Don't examine it. Don't grab a hold of it. Don't dissect it. Don't churn up the emotional body around it. Just allow it to arise within you. If the emotional body gets activated, that's okay. Even that, don't pitch your tent there. Don't dive in and mud wrestle with that. Just allow it to arise. Endeavor to be neutral. And letting that settle. Waves rolling in. No grasping. No holding. Waves rolling out. No grasping. No holding. You are the shore, with arms eternally open. Open. You are spending more time in the pure light of your being. You are. In the realm of your physical body, the realm that your physical body is anchoring in, that is recalibrating because of that.